Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Prominent Russian dissident Alexei Navalny knew that when he returned to Moscow from Germany yesterday, he'd be arrested upon landing, and he was. He was in Germany recuperating from a coma brought on by a Russian-developed poison. Today, he sat in a makeshift courtroom hearing in a police station just outside Moscow, his lawyer given just minutes to get there, to find out if he is to be kept in jail. NPR's Moscow correspondent Lucian Kim has been following Navalny's struggles against Putin's government. Lucian, there's video of his arrest. He gets to passport control, kisses his wife on the cheek, and is led away. Both sides knew what was going to happen, right?
Oh, sure. This is not surprising in the least. In the weeks leading up to Navalny's return, the authorities made clear they would go after him for probation violations on a previous conviction during the time he was out of the country. Navalny has had legal problems ever since he became politically active. To be clear, the Kremlin did not want Navalny to return in the first place. They would have preferred him to become an exile. President Vladimir Putin was faced with this catch-22 of either arresting him and sparking international outrage, which has happened, or letting him go free and looking weak inside the country, especially to his own entourage.
Yeah. Well, and the government is charging him with the things he's charging the government with. He's an anti-corruption crusader. In this impromptu hearing in the police station, he spoke to supporters in a video. Let's listen to a little.
Это невозможно то, что происходит здесь. Это просто какой-то наивысшей степени беззакония.
Lucian Kim, Navalny there saying what's happening here is not possible. It's the height of lawlessness. But what happens now?
Well, again, not surprisingly, the judge in this case ruled to keep him in custody for 30 days. Now, Navalny has gained his following inside Russia mainly via social media. Navalny in the past has been very effective in mobilizing Russians to take to the streets, not just in Moscow or St. Petersburg, but in smaller cities across the country. He is acutely aware that if there's one thing Putin really hates, it's street protests, because there's something he can't control.
Yeah. Why did he come back knowing he'd immediately be arrested?
Well, part of Navalny's brand and his whole appeal is being fearless. Nothing has stopped him in the past from organizing protests, investigating corrupt government schemes, or now accusing Putin of trying to kill him. So it would have been out of character for him not to return. When I interviewed Navalny a couple of years ago, he told me he wants to live in Russia, and he refuses to accept people who say that Russia is somehow doomed to be a bad place to live. Also very important, Robin, he returns to Russia with an international stature he did not have before he was poisoned. Joe Biden said during the election he'd hold Putin accountable for Navalny's poisoning. And in Europe, there are already calls for new sanctions against the Kremlin. Navalny sees himself as a serious alternative to Putin, and that's why he came back.
Yeah. NPR Moscow correspondent Lucian Kim, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.